Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Chicago, and it's time for New Orleans.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Tom Simoti is our guest. He's our new friend, the author of The Science of Change. He's the founder of the Change Science Institute. Put a .com on the end of that, changescienceinstitute.com, and you'll find his website. His book is available wherever books are sold, The Science of Change. We're talking about that science, that very science. We talked, as I said earlier, Tom, on the show, we've been talking for years about change and how to get comfortable with it, how to realize that that the only successful companies, in my opinion, the only companies who can sustain success, Tom, are the ones who can be comfortable with change as a way of life, not just a means to an end. Because, over, as you well know, over the last century or so, certainly in the last 20 years, change is different, but the velocity of change is what's different, isn't it? The span of the compression of time between generations of change, that's what's taking our breath away, isn't it?
That, yeah, very much so. And I actually think that the way we approach change, especially at the executive level, I mean, it's based off of what we've been told, but it's fundamentally an inaccurate and outdated set of concepts. And unfortunately, I mean, if you look at the statistics on failure of critical change in organizations ranges anywhere from 35% to 75% failure.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the number one reasons CEOs are replaced by
a board.
That's
pretty expensive. That's pretty expensive statistics, isn't it?
Exactly. And one of the number one reasons a CEO is replaced by the board is because of their inability to do change.
Right.
So what's really scary, though, is when you look at failures, if you look at these executives of very large corporations, and if they fail, given the access to resources and expertise that they have, what's really kind of scary is if these people are failing, then how in the world are the, you know, executives in the middle and small company group going to manage through it, who have far less resources
right.
and access to far less expertise?
Well, and you know what happens? What happens because of that is we actually are pretty intuitive about what will work and what won't work, and what happens worse for small businesses, I think, than big companies, is we just don't attempt the change at all, and therefore we get stuck, and therefore the world runs right over us, and we become irrelevant. That's
well,
we don't have the resources to risk failing the change with change.
Yeah, but here's another concept that we've been kind of indoctrinated. We've been indoctrinated on this concept of proven process. If you fail, you must have done something wrong,
right.
sort of thing. And in reality, and so what it's led to is we've had a tendency to look at change as change initiative.
Mm-hmm.
So picture a fast running creek, maybe about 2 foot deep and 3 foot wide. And the water in that creek is running fast, and that represents the day-to-day operations of the company, all the change associated with day-to-day operations. Now picture a change initiative represented by a board, a wooden board, and sticking that wooden board down into that creek.
Mm-hmm.
Now water is going to bash up against it. It's going to
right.
push on the board. It's going to try to get around it. So, and that's what happens. That's kind of the way we've been indoctrinated on
mm-hmm.
how to approach change. Where change science tells us, hey, look at, you need to look at change in an organization in two contexts, operational change, the day-to-day stuff you need, and strategic change. And strategic change should be flowing right along with the operational change. It shouldn't be these strict initiatives. And that gives you a much better way of timing when you actually...
So you're saying don't introduce change, blend it.
Exactly. In fact, if I go back to the water in the creek, usually the water at the top is warmer than the water on the bottom.
Right.
So now warm water is your strategic change. As it cools, it gets integrated down into the operational
right.
change. All operational change is a result of some sort of strategic change in the past.
Is that another way of saying baby steps?
Exactly. You allow strategic change to exist. So now the CEO doesn't have to look at, oh, should I launch this change initiative?
Mm-hmm.
He or she needs to be more interested in how can I integrate this on a continuous basis. And in fact, there's theories within change science that actually helps. You know, I think the way we've allocated responsibilities within the management group is adverse to really obtaining successful change on an ongoing basis.
Mm-hmm. What about experimenting? What place does that have in change science?
Well, in change science, actually, I make a claim in the book that all learning is based off of change, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's what I call a process-to-environment relationship. So as individuals from baby on, we see a process execute. We recognize the environmental conditions that exist, and we stash that. That is actually considered an experience. So change equals experience, and that experience is what we draw on, okay? So experimentation can be very critical,
mm-hmm.
because what you're trying to do is you're trying to develop a broader set of these process-to-environment relationships. And the only difference between an expert and a layperson is the fact that they have a broader repertoire of process-to-environment mm-hmm. relationships that they've been exposed to.
You can read all about this in The Science of Change by Tom Samodi, available wherever books are sold. ChangeScienceInstitute.com is his website. Tom, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I sure will, yeah. Just give me a holler.
Enjoyed having you here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Tom Samodi, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.